My ACL experience. Growing up as the athletic person I am, I was always on the field or on the court playing some kind of sport. From playing tennis to be on the swim team to running track, watching sports was always a thing that I loved to do with my family. All the screaming and cheering we did for our team to win was always a thing I loved to do. Until the day my life changed. The 18 years of living, I never thought that I would experience what I experienced of an injury this bad. An ACL tear was the last injury that I would get. A lot of people experience this injury, and not everyone knows the background onto why this injury is most common in girls or most common in high school teens. Sheck Ann said 1 out of 10 collegiate women and 1 out of 100 high school girls will injure their ACL. Most people think that females and males have the equal amount of injuries. Females are more common than males of ACL tears because of multiple causes, such as landlocked knee, where men use a stiff hinge, as said in article, low impact alternatives cut girls' injuries. ACL tear is 10 times more common in females. Talks about technology being made to help find an understanding about girls are more common to ACLs than males, meaning that most females use their knees a different way than males. This is a scientific research, and lots of people have done tests on this to figure out why females have a higher chance of getting this injury more common than males. When I experienced this injury, it wasn't a normal way on how it happened. This is my story. It was a late night, and I was laying down in bed, and I had gotten up to get out of bed and placed my right leg out wrong on the floor and dislocated my kneecap. All I could hear was a loud popping noise, like when you pop your knuckles, but 10 times louder. When I looked down, I could see my kneecap was on the outer side of my leg, and it happened so fast. I screamed so loud, and my sister had to come pop it back in place, but when she did it, it felt back to normal, and it didn't hurt after that. The next day, I continued to run track because I didn't feel any pain, but after a while, I had to stop and go to the doctor, finding out that I tore my ACL and needed surgery. It was hard for the doctor to really tell if you had an injury to your ACL because it is a ligament you have to look through a CAT scan. Women tell their ACLs the same way in non-contact injury because it's difficult to see when the injury occurred because it has a precise through the footage, said Dr. DeFratz. This injury requires to do physical therapy after because once you injured this ligament, you will not be able to use the same unless you do therapy. So after the surgery, I had to start doing physical therapy and workouts to strengthen my leg back. Jonathan said, once you have ACL surgery, you must do therapy to decrease the cause of arthritis, meaning that you have to take care of your body after this procedure by eating right and working to your limits to get better. The scariest part of my experience with this was my surgery part. When the surgeon told me what he had to do was mind-blowing to me because it was going to be my first surgery ever. In the article, ACL tears and knee arthritis said, so what he had to do was this thing called arthroscopy, which is used several small incisions rather than a large incision that exposes the entire knee joint so that recovery is less painful and faster. I challenge myself every day to better my knee and not to give up on things that might bring me down. My experience has made me a better person, believe it or not, and I found things about myself that I didn't know.